The flyaway balloon. From that day forward, Johnny Walnut was a goodie. Goodies are children who obey their parents the first time they are asked. Baddies only obey when they get a telling off. Johnny grew and tried to bring joy to his parents. Even if sometimes he was a bit too rough, as boys are, he never forgot to ask Jesus for forgiveness. On this particular day, he tried to obey perfectly because there were trucks with caravans parking nearby. Johnny immediately guessed who had come. "Off we go to the carnival," announced Daddy. Johnny leapt for joy and was the first one ready. Into the backpack, in which he always carried his Bible and a flashlight, he also packed some walnuts and a stuffed hedgehog. It was one of the last beautiful summer days, and so lots of families had gone for a walk. Near the carousel were stands selling funnel cakes and popcorn. The smell of hot dogs was in the air. People were pushing and shoving. Johnny noticed that there were toys too, and he immediately became interested in the man who was selling balloons. He was already asking Daddy to buy him one. Of course, the biggest one. At first, Daddy didn't agree. But when Johnny said please, he finally gave in. The man selling them filled it with helium and handed it to him. They struggled through the crowd again. There was a new kind of amusement that hadn't been in their town before, and all the children wanted to try it. With all the shoving, someone bumped into Johnny and he let go of his balloon. The wind caught it and Johnny began to chase it. He mustn't lose that balloon. He completely forgot about his parents and gradually drifted away from them. A breeze blew his balloon behind one of the rides. It was very near the ground and it seemed that Johnny would catch it. Then it was as if the wind wanted to play with the balloon and it flew just in front of Johnny's nose. He stopped somewhere beyond the town, out of breath. He felt that he should go back, but he didn't want to lose the balloon. Just then, he noticed that the balloon caught on a nearby tree. The wind grew stronger, waving the branches and whistling as if in a contest. "Now I've got you," said Johnny, and climbed up the tree like a squirrel. He freed the balloon from the branch and tied it to his hand. Suddenly, a huge gust of wind blew, as if wanting to show that it was the strongest in the world. In a second, Johnny was lifted from the ground, and to his surprise, he was flying. He became frightened and cried for help, but no one heard him because of the wind. The balloon carried him over a river. When he reached the distant bank, the wind stopped and Johnny landed on soft grass.